Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We call it in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. One of us be the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of a Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. This is our hour of power of prayer. I'm Apostle Horsley with my wife, Adventist Horsley. We will start facilitating the day. And we'll say that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Glory, glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary with his love. He has saved me with his power. He has raised me. For God be the glory for the things he has done. So give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give Jesus told me something, and he whispered in my ear. Jesus told me something, and he whispered in my ear. Oh, Jesus told me something, and he whispered in my ear. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, Jesus told me something, makes me want to sing and shout. Jesus told me something, makes me want to sing and shout. Oh, Jesus told me something, makes me want to sing and shout. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, Jesus told me something, and he whispered in my ear. Jesus told me something, and he whispered in my ear. Oh, Jesus told me something, and he whispered in my ear. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, Jesus told me something. He said, I'm never going to leave you alone. Jesus told me something. He said, I'm never going to leave you alone. Oh, Jesus told me something. He said, I'm never going to leave you alone. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, and I said to Jesus, oh, Lord, I love you too. And I said to Jesus, oh, Lord, I love you too. Oh, and I said to Jesus, oh, Lord, I love you too. I love you. I love you. I love you. Standing, we're standing. Standing on the promise of Christ, my Savior. Standing, we're standing. We're standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. Through the eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Because we're standing on the promises of God. Standing. Standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs and pain. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord God. I just want to praise you this morning, Lord, Lord God. Lift my hands and say I love you because you're everything.
Yes.
You're everything to me. God, we thank you for this 20th day of July, Lord God. We're burning through July as the weather's burning through the country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We came to give your name the honor, the glory, the praise, which it deserves, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We came to worship before you, Lord God, bow down before you, Lord God. We came to rest our gifts and our crowns, oh Lord God, this morning at the altar of prayer, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. So we just came to thank you, Lord God, and bless your name, oh Lord God, for the laying down last night, Lord God, and the early rising this morning, oh Lord God. So we're thankful, oh Lord God, and we bless your holy name, oh Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, God, and you, Lord God. We move, we breathe, and we have our being, oh Lord God. We just come to give you thanks, oh Lord God. To you be the glory, oh Lord God, for the things you have done, oh Lord God. You have kept us, oh Lord God. Through the blessed heat, oh Lord God, and we're just about ready to embark on the weekend, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we thank you for this Thursday, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God. We thank you for our powerful rare, Pastor Scholastic, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Minister Chris, Minister Linda, Lord God, all the saints of God, oh Lord God, and all that came, oh Lord God, the fellowship, oh Lord God. We came to bow our knees before you, Lord God, and worship before you, oh Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we think as Paul think, oh Lord God, we have not apprehended all things, oh Lord God. We rebuke the chaos, the suicide, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Even the laws, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's plenty of chaos going on, oh Lord God. Lord God, there are those, oh Lord God, that are in the White House, oh Lord God, House of Representatives, in the Congress, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, crime, murder, Lord God, drive-by shootings, oh Lord God, rape, oh Lord God, incest, oh Lord God, still continue, oh Lord God, but to you be the glory, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you would sanctify this hour, Lord God, and this platform this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you touch, oh Lord God, sick bodies and hurt body, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, declaring and decreeing, oh Lord God, that you're working miracles so great in this hour, Lord God. You're driving out cancer, oh Lord God. Osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God. Mental illness, oh Lord God. Heart condition, oh Lord God. You're sending comfort to those that are bereaved right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that sowed seeds, oh Lord God, and donated into the ministry, oh Lord God. the strength and the power of power of prayer, O Lord God. We thank you for them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that you bless all that are traveling, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That you bless, O Lord God. They're going out, they're coming in, out, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless the grandchildren of the ministry, O Lord God. They're all born in the time of this ministry, O Lord God. Celeste, Joy, Benjamin, Abraham, and I missed one. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and all the grandchildren, O Lord God, and the great-grands that will come out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless the Kennedy family, the seed there, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, rebuke drug addiction, O Lord God, and substance abuse, O Lord God. Break the power of Christ in many people's lives, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray that you destroy all that. Illegal drugs, O Lord, illegal drugs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even the fentanyl, O Lord God, if that being used right, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, they had a major drug bust, O Lord God, looked like they were on loads in a freighter ship, O Lord God. Lord God, it was things that were needed, O Lord God, that was going into the drug cartel, O Lord God. Lord God, we had to say, move by your spirit and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let's not be any gain from that, O Lord God. Let it be the complete loss, O Lord God. Drown it out in the sea, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for blessing and protecting our children, O Lord God, on the first half of the summer vacation, O Lord God. But Lord God, we pray for financial blessings, O Lord God. For there's children and grandchildren, O Lord God, that's going to need clothes, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are swimming in the pools, O Lord God, trying to stay cool, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the weather to change, O Lord God, and it be thy will today, O Lord God. That the people survive, O Lord God, the heat, O Lord God, not so many die from the heat stroke, O Lord God. There's floating going on, O Lord God. There's convulsion going on in the earth, O Lord God. The earth is groaning and travailing, O Lord God. Hallelujah, and groaning, O Lord God. Waiting for the manifestation for the sons of God, O Lord God. Those are those that are all that named it. Pardon me, the name of Christ, O Lord God. Those that are members of the kingdom, O Lord God. Your sons, your daughters, your ambassadors, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Your kingdom, O Lord God. And all the products of the kingdom, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let the dominion of heaven, O Lord God, be displayed here, O Lord God. On earth, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we be able to colonize here, O Lord God. And strengthen, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the mother company, O Lord God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, O Lord God, for your word said, O Lord God, that they shall prosper, O Lord God, that love thee, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that our welfare be accomplished, O Lord God. We pray for the wars and the rumors of war, O Lord God, that there be peace, O Lord God, but as your will be done, O Lord God, and the mother say, O Lord God, we realize this morning, O Lord God, that this world is ruled by your command, O Lord God. I believe we'll say that you rule, O Lord God, and super rule, O Lord God. In the name of the Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Father Kennedy will always say, Lord God, we're going to take the Lord right along with, O Lord God. Everywhere we go, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless as we go forth in this broadcast, in the name of Jesus. We're going to have the worship and the praise today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It belongs to you, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. God bless us, especially, Lord God. If there's any prayer, special prayer request that is in the queue, O Lord God, we ask that you bless it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, as we get ready to go, I'm going to give the wife a minute. She's going to read the scripture of the week. And expound, and we're going to be back to get your name and not your address. We're going to get your name and your prayer request. Hallelujah to God. It is time for testimony. So just give her a minute as we praise the Lord a little bit. She's going to go to the kitchen and
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We greet you all in the mighty name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do give honor to him. We give honor to our dear, hallelujah, beloved visionary, Pastor Darlene Bundage, and all of our powerful facilitators and all of God's people in their respective places. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be reading a different scripture today as the Lord is placed in my heart. Praise God. It's so important, saints, that we remember who we are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is placing the scripture in my spirit so deeply for the past few days. And I want to sort of remind you about the truth of who we are. When we remember who we are in Christ, it would help us to live a more godly life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of us who have been saved, we have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. What a gift, hallelujah, we've been given and we have received, hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Glory be to God. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I know that all of you are familiar with the scripture, and I'm going to read it, and it reads like this. Therefore, if anyone, I'm reading the Amplified. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. Old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Glory be to God. Saints, if any man be in Christ, we are new creations in him. Glory be to God. It's so important, therefore, that we recognize, hallelujah, that our great God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, have given us access to eternal life in him. He's given us access to live the abundant life. And I just want to review with you some scriptures that would keep us in memory of our identity in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We've got to remember that as we go through this life, this earthly journey, we will be faced with afflictions, trials, tests. Hallelujah. And tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good courage. He said, because I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. And he tells us to be of a good courage. He's given us an attitude that we must have. But the attitude comes when we recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. Saints, we have to remember as well the benefits that we have being in Christ Jesus. So it's so important that we understand our true identity as we remember that there are three parts to man. There's the spirit man. We know that we have the body, hallelujah, and we have a soul. And we have to make sure, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we are exemplifying Christ in our spirit, hallelujah, that our minds may be renewed in him. The only way the mind can be renewed in him and reminded of who we are is that we got to stay, saints, in the word of God. Glory be to God. I believe Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans the 12th chapter. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. We got to remember when he's speaking about holiness, he's talking about us walking righteously according to the word of God, walking in agreement with who we are in Christ Jesus. And let's talk about it. I have several scriptures. If you'd like to, you can write some of these down to remind yourself throughout the course of your day. In spite of the opposition that come, have the word of God to fight with, saints. We've got to fight the good fight of faith. The only way we could do it is having the word of God, having the Holy Ghost putting us in remembrance of his word. Romans 3:24 reminds us, saints, that we are justified. In other words, we are declared not guilty of sin in Christ Jesus. And remember, Romans 8:1 reminds us that therefore now there's no condemnation for those who are walking in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Saints of God, Romans 8:2 reminds us we have been set free, you all, of the law of sin and death. Glory be to God. Because we are in Christ Jesus, saints. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, we are righteous and holy in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we got to remember who we are in Christ Jesus and whose we are. Glory be to God. Galatians 3:28 says, we are one in Christ with all of the believers. Hallelujah. So we must stay, saints, united. Hallelujah. In Christ, united in our mission. Hallelujah. To share the gospel. United in our mission to live a holy life, a godly life, to be a witness, not only in our words, but in our deeds, saints. Glory be to God. Let's remember that in Ephesians 1:3 reminds us that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, my God. Ephesians 1:4 reminds us, saints, that we are holy, blameless, and covered with God's love. My God, hallelujah. Ephesians 1:5-6 reminds us we are God's children. Ephesians 1:7 says our sins are taken away and we have been forgiven. Isn't that something? Glory be to God. Ephesians 1:10-11 reminds us that we will be brought under God's, under Christ's headship. Glory be to God. So therefore, we're going to be obedient, saints. We're going to be obedient to his word. Hallelujah. We're going to be obedient to his commandments. Ephesians 2:6 says, we have been raised up to sit with Christ in glory. Glory be to God. And I love what Ephesians 2:10 says. Glory be to God. Saints, Ephesians 2:10 reminds us that we are God's workmanship. I'm going to read this one all the way out. It says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Some translation says we are God's masterpieces. My God. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. See? We were created to do good works. Hallelujah. Which God prepared in advance for us to do. What are some of those good works? Well, number one, we're going to walk upright before the Lord. We're going to walk holy by the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to witness of the goodness of the Lord. We are going to testify of his goodness. We're going to testify that if it wasn't for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We're going to testify that the Lord brought us out of the miry clay and placed our feet on a rock to stay and have established our goings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to remind them, glory be to God, that God has called us to a holy calling. We are going to, hallelujah, remind the people of God and remind others that God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through Christ Jesus. We are going to remind them of the glorious gospel that Jesus, hallelujah, commended his love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Glory be to God. Oh, God, saints of God, I'm excited about the goodness of the Lord. And I'm so glad that now we are connected to Jesus. Saints of God, let's remember that we must abide in him. St. John 15:4-7, hallelujah, reminds us, saints, that we got to abide in Christ, that we are to dwell in him, and him in us. It says, abide in me, and I in you. This is Jesus speaking. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Saints, we got to abide in Jesus. Neither can you unless you abide in me, said the Lord. I am the vine. This is Jesus speaking. And you are the branches. In other words, we are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him shall bear much fruit. This is what this, hallelujah, this is what this prayer line is all about, you all. Us bearing much fruit. Glory be to God. For without me, saith the Lord, we can do nothing, saints. But in order to bear the good fruit, hallelujah, the bringing the souls in, glory be to God, testifying, hallelujah, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing the lost in, saints, bringing the backsliders back to the Lord. These are considered the good works. These are the things we do, hallelujah, as we bear much fruit. If anyone does not abide in me, look what Jesus said. Jesus said, if anyone does not abide in me, dwell in me, tabernacle in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burnt. But he said, if you abide in me, all right now, if you live in me now, dwell in me, tabernacle yourself in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Saints, we are in a win-win situation when we remember our identity in Christ Jesus, when we keep ourselves connected into the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, our electric lights would not be on. Our air conditioning would not be functioning if we didn't plug in, hallelujah, these appliances, hallelujah, in the electric socket. Likewise, we got to stay plugged into the Holy Ghost. We got to stay plugged into Jesus, plugged into his word. We got to stay connected to Jesus, saints, if we're going to live prosperous life. Jesus said in word says in Jeremiah 29, God says, he says, my thoughts toward you is not to do you evil, but to bring you, hallelujah, to the place of prosperity, health and wealth. Glory be to God. It's God's desire, y'all, to give us the kingdom, to give us the goodness of life. Jesus said the thief comes, you all, to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. But saints, we got to stay hid in Christ Jesus. We got to stay connected to the Lord. This is what David did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the scripture there, I believe it's our scripture of the week was Psalm 63. And we see here that David at this particular time, he was running, hallelujah, sort of from his enemies. At this time, Absalom, in this case, was trying to kill his own father, my God. But he knew how to seek God early. He knew how to get in touch with the Lord. Hallelujah. He reminded himself, hallelujah, that God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is my very present help in the time of trouble. And he knew how to pray. He knew how to seek the face of God. Saints of God, the only way we can seek God, hallelujah, for our salvation, for our deliverance, hallelujah. Only way we could seek God in the time of this darkness in our world. But we be the light. We got to stay connected to the source of the light. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through me. Saints of God, let's remind ourselves that we got to stay connected to Jesus. We got to abide in Christ. Hallelujah. That's the only way we can understand our true identity. And we got to remember the scripture gives us to know in Ephesians 3-6 that we share in the promises of Christ. Hallelujah. We in Colossians 2:11, it reminds us that we have been set free from our sinful nature. Sin, a saint for God, we don't have to, hallelujah, dwell in sin. I believe Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 6, it says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We have been, hallelujah, translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear darling son. We need to be walking every day in the newness of life, asking God to forgive us of our sins, asking him to help us to put on that whole arm of God so we could stand. Saints of God, we have to go through a process daily called sanctification. Every day, saints, we are throwing off, hallelujah, more and more of this old man and putting on that new man, walking in the newness of life, walking in the truth of who we are. 2 Timothy 2:10 reminds us we will have eternal glory. Glory be to God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 5:29-30 reminds us we are members of Christ's body, the church. And so therefore, saints, we want to present our bodies as living sacrifices. We want to be the church that God is coming back in this last and evil day. So let us remember, saints, Ephesians 1:3 says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. And remember, saints, that we have been marked as belonging to God by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We have that eternal mark of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have that seal of the Holy Ghost marked on us. Hallelujah. No weapon, therefore, formed against us shall prosper. So remember, saints, we are, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus now, more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And we got to remember that if God be for us, saints, who can be against us? Remember, in Christ Jesus, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Saints of God, continue to hold on to your joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember, your true identity is in Christ Jesus. So God bless you. Apostle Orsi's going to carry us further. We're going to come in. I have a feeling we need to come in. And let's give God praise for the benefits of being in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, well, we thank you. We send you thank you. And we praise you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus' name that we are gathered together and two or more of us in your name, Jesus. Thank you. We come to touch you early to do. We give blessings to you, Father. We all glory to you.
Get your prayer request ready. We're going to go to Pastor Dolly.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's in my spirit that she would have something. I know she wants to talk a little bit about the fasting and stuff.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. We're going to get your prayer request because the Spirit is always willing. We have a wonderful message. Hallelujah to God. And she does stand at the bow and at the helm of these things here, the visionary. So we're going to break over there. We're going to come back. We're going to praise and worship God. And we're going to get to the top of the hour in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Pastor Darling, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise God this morning. This is a beautiful day to be alive.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Something in my soul. Go ahead and speak.
Hallelujah. As you get a sip of water there, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, just clear that little thing that's up, that's going around in there, Lord God. As we were worshiping and listening to the word, Sister Peggy had came to mind, hallelujah to God, to keep her in prayer. I would like to see God work a notable miracle in her life, oh Lord God, one that we could all rejoice, hallelujah to God. It could be one that took place at the gathering, and it could have been the same kind of miracle that took place at the tomb of Lazarus, hallelujah. It could have taken any of the miracle. It could have lifted the miracle of Tabitha, because we serve a God. We are members of the kingdom of God. You have to declare and decree those things, hallelujah to God. That he's delivering people off of drugs, hallelujah to God. He's breaking addictions, hallelujah to God. There's nothing too difficult, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered the hearts of men what God had prepared for us that love him. Hallelujah to God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit, oh Lord God. We thank you for moving by your power, Lord God. We thank you for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for all the support that comes in, oh Lord God. Continue, oh Lord God, to bless in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for everyone that comes, oh Lord God, and facilitates, oh Lord God, those that let their voice be made heard here, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They come to worship, they come to praise, they come to glorify, and they come to thank you, Lord God, because someone laid down last night, Lord God, did not rise this morning, Lord God, but you call our names, oh Lord God. You call our names, oh Lord God, and we're here, Lord God, present and accounted for. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. So we got to talk to you, God. Okay, Pastor, you have something there. Now, Pastor Donnie, to straighten up. I want us to continue on. Hallelujah. What to say, Minister?
Well, thank God. I seem to be okay now. So I just, for today, thank Miss Wonderland for that wonderful word that she shared this morning. And as always, when we miss what has been shared, we miss a good meal. This was a good spiritual meal this morning, and we will continue to be of good courage. And we know that Jesus overcame the world, and because of that, we can too. And because of the word that is in us, we're able to overcome those things that are happening in our lives, and we have benefits, and we will bear much fruit, helping others to know about Jesus and his love. That is so important that we tell others that they too can come and be a part of this kingdom. And this morning, I do want to pray for marriages. There are some crazy things that are going on in some of these marriages, and I just want to pray that God will help to heal those who are going through these. People in the body of Christ are stressed. They have things that are in their hearts and minds that are really not lined up with God and what he has spoken to us. And so we want to realize that we can pray for these marriages. We're going to also pray for single people. There are single people who want to be married, that they will make the right connection, that God will lead them in who they marry so that they can have some peace and joy as they go forward in their marriages. And I just want to pray for all those who are grieving. There are lots of people who are grieving over the loss of loved ones, teenagers. I was just thinking about Sister Chris's nephews who lost their father a couple of weeks back. Nephews and, they're all boys in that family. So we just want to pray for grieving family members. And for people to have wisdom with this weather, we need to have wisdom. I know the weather is here. And even when it's the hurricanes are coming, people need to have wisdom with that. But right now, people are dealing with the sun that is so hot across the nation, and also the smoke. The smoke is moving different places in the nation that are is coming from Canada and different places. So we just want to pray for just God to help us all to be wise in what we're doing in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you for the word of wisdom. Hallelujah. And it's found in all. Appreciate that. Hallelujah to God as we move on. You know, it's at the, I didn't mess with this phone. Let me see if I could get it to, it's at this time here. I might have then turned it down. Let me see. Okay, we're back here. Yeah, at this time, we just thank God. You mentioned praying for marriage. Marriage is very sacred, you know, because we are the body, the church is God's body. Hallelujah. And those who have wives and husbands that are saved, that the wife is a good thing. I don't want to get started on that there, but wives are the good thing. I just came, the Lord has illuminated for me because there's so much in God. There's so much in God. That you know, a lot of people have marriages, problems with their marriages, but you have to remember what God said, a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. There are many women on the prayer line now. Hallelujah to God. They're good things. Hallelujah to God. And they had men that just didn't appreciate their good things, so God made them up. God, let them be somewhere else. But you are a good thing. God's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah to God. And you have to stay there. You have to endure hardness as a good soldier. I believe Apostle Paul told us, that's what Peter said. You have to endure hardness like a soldier so that you'll be able to appreciate your good thing. Hallelujah to God. And I pray that for the marriages, that those that are having a little ups and downs, little hiccups in the marriage, hallelujah to God, you have to remember that you're constantly under attack. We are fighting against a real live devil, hallelujah to God. You're fighting against someone who has lost their eternal life, hallelujah to God, that they're going to be forever out of the presence of God. They're unemployed. They don't have that job anymore. The job is not God. God, they're not a seraphim. They're just unemployed. Cherubim, hallelujah to God. So when you come to the fact, realize that you're fighting an active devil, hallelujah to God, yeah. Just like the active shooter, you have to be on your P's and Q's. If you don't have a companion, hallelujah to God, God, it's because you just pray. He said, if you pray the will of God, it's petition. He said, well, is it good for man to be alone? I'll take the liberty to say it's not good for the woman to be alone. But if you're ready, hallelujah to God, some people are just satisfied in Jesus, hallelujah to God. But if you are one that needs a companion or someone to walk along with you in Christ, just ask the Lord. If you need help, or maybe you could talk to a Pastor Darling sister. I believe that she's in the age. I won't say senior, but she asked the Lord and she got just what she wants for the Lord, and she's enjoying herself in that. Hallelujah to God. She's a mature woman, and I'm quite sure that wasn't the only. A mature man that preaches a wife of a good thing. Hallelujah. With that, the line, we're going to open up the lines. They close shut on the coyote and let you pray. Let us go over your seat. Hallelujah. To everybody, I'm praying that everybody that will desire, hallelujah to God, and sincerely want to forget about all in the past, the false thing, forgetting those things which behind, pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We could go in that direction this morning in Jesus' name. The prayer has been sent up. It's in the prayer room according to Jesus. Hallelujah to God. And God knows what you want. Hallelujah. Lines open. I feel the spirit of Obo Shadana, the Holy One. Hallelujah. Moving. So lines open. We're going to take the prayer because, hallelujah, as we move closer to this top of the hour, in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. So the lines are open. You can state your request. Amen. Mm-hmm.
My name is Chris.
You said Minister Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't hear the voice a little bit loud. Hallelujah. No. Okay. Okay, continue.
I just want to ask for prayer for my dad. He wasn't feeling good. He had some type of dizziness yesterday. So I just pray for him and his feeling.
Okay. Okay. We certainly will. No problem for him, for Mr. B or Mrs. B. It's also, you know, what I want to say, not the whole, but years ago, when it got this hot, even when I was in the service, you know, they would give you salt tablets. Those that have high blood pressure, be careful with it. But you have to stay hydrated, because I felt the same thing there with this heat here. And we're up in age, you know. We've seen if God give me a few more years, then we'll be the elderly. And try to keep yourself hydrated. And in the cool spot, hallelujah to God. Yes. We're praying for Mr. B. We have another request. Come on in. Yes. Hallelujah to God.
Oh, good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Good morning.
God for being here this morning and listening to the word this morning and the beautiful, beautiful worship songs. The George family and prayer for my sister Loretta. You could pray for them. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Well, the family just up for prayers, marriage. So. Oh, do we have another request?
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Celestica is here listening in agreement, and I just thank God for the word and the music this morning, and prayer for the packages we sent to Zimbabwe. I had an update yesterday that they are right in the middle of the sea heading on. They should be arriving in Zimbabwe early next month. So just to, when they pass through the customs, that everything goes through and nothing missing, nothing disturbed, that they get to the hands of the children as intended. Thank you. And continue praying for the families.
Okay. I'm understanding that you have some paperwork that's being done and you want to pray for children and family. Because the voice is a little bit low on the phone there. And,
yes. No, he said
he has some packages going to Zimbabwe on the ship. And they should be there sometime next year. Then also the. And I'm going to ask someone who is moving around. I don't know what you're doing, but you're making a lot of noise in the phone, and it's a little bit difficult to hear. So all of us have mute buttons on our phone, and it would be so wonderful if you would just stop the moving or either mute your phone while you're not speaking. I'm just kindly asking you to do that. Amen? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Have another request. Hallelujah. Amen.
Good morning. Lucinda here, and I am listening in agreement. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you, Lucinda. Oh, somebody mute their phone in the background, please. We thank you. We are before the presence of God in this hour of power of prayer. We thank you. Say again, host. We want you to pray for Margot Foster. She had something very traumatic happen in her life, waiting to verify it. We want to pray strongly for the spirit of suicide against it, because people will be there 1 minute, and the next day they're just gone. They're just gone. And, but, you know, and try not to call me. If it's an emergency, okay, I'll answer the phone. But at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, they tell me that something happened that evening, you know, and something of that magnitude. I have to get up and start worshiping, praise the God. I said, we've got to do the broadcast today, and people are waiting to go before the presence of God. But if you have another prayer request, we'll take that there as we go up to the top of the hour, pointing toward the top of this hour, in the hour of power of prayer. We thank you. We have another request?
I think we should go ahead and begin to pray, because if someone
can exactly
do the
right
request, they can pray. Amen.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we're going to come in for the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory, Lord.
You are the awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, God. We have submitted in those things, Lord God, that we have submitted unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Glory, mission, Lord God. Glory,
Lord God.
Thank you, Father. We praise you. We thank you that we gather together. Bring healing, Lord God. Bring healing.
Touching, you will surely do. We thank you, Father,
in Jesus' name, Lord God.
We ask you, Father, for your grace, your mercy, and forgiveness.
Medical
trust that you have done, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Pray, God, that you heal, Lord God, good pagan,
giving us this day our daily bread.
Heal our minds, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Pray for Loretta, Lord God.
Lord God,
Lord God,
Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God
support him.
Thank you,
Heavenly Father. Counsel, peace will prosper, congruent, and God,
we pray for the
readily bold, bountifully blessed, brilliant, and
we
just love you. Thank you, God, for this
Father,
for this group carrying us together day in again, day in and day out. Father, we ask God, marriages, family agreements, and family relationships, or the favor that you placed on us.
Oh God, we pray that you would pour out more
and thank you for
for your last name, Lord. In Jesus' name, for the joy of this man, Father God. We pray, God, that you touch him and heal him, God, and comfort him, Lord God, at this time, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh God, just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You continue to bless us, Lord God, on marriages and on families, oh God. God, bring it back, oh Lord God.
We need more.
This should just be married, Lord God. This should bring the families together, God. Loving those families, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you,
Father.
We thank you, Lord God.
We thank you, Father, that we can lean into you, Father, and put all of our concerns and all of our joys into leaning into you and knowing that you have your hand on us. And you, Lord, your guidance, Father.
Yes,
we thank you for your word, Father, this morning, taking it with Apostle Horsley and our beautiful Wonderland. And give all the glory and the thanks to you.
And we praise you.
You are worthy of worship and praise.
Okay.
And
we thank you very much. Take us to the top, Pastor Dolly. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. We praise you. Oh God, for Loretta, Lord, that you bless her life, God, and help her, God,
what
she's doing, oh God. In the name of Lord, we thank you.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, today for your favor, Lord, that the
people
in Zimbabwe, oh God, that those packages will arrive safely, oh God, and all the countries, oh God, and the people will be blessed, oh God, and keep God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I pray for your defense,
oh God.
My God, we praise you, God, today for just giving them a peace and joy today, oh God, and to see, oh God, we
thank you, Lord.
Remove from his mind, oh God, and from his head, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for healing my dad, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for healing everybody that's grieving, Lord God. TJ Jadon of Kenya, Father God. Lord God, I pray for Dallas as he go back to school. Lord God, I pray for all the kids that go back to school, Father God.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. And sign up the demon of
Word
suicide.
Yes,
in the name of
Lord
Jesus,
God, we pray for marriages.
Mind, oh God, that you give them joy, God, that you put somebody in their pathway, oh God, to encourage them, oh God, and help them to know that Jesus is there for them, God. In the name of Comforter, Head Comforter, God. In the name of Jesus, Marco, Sheep, and my God, my God. Lord, we do pray, God, today for
us.
God,
every man,
family members who do not know you
Jesus.
Is a part of their sin, oh God.
Help
we pray for
good
truth, oh God. Deliver us this morning, God.
God.
In the name of Jesus,
all that
Father, my Father,
God.
My King, oh God. We thank you,
Lord,
today for you.
Lord, we pray our lights will shine brighter now than ever.
We thank you for healing. Healing is a children's bread, oh God. So we thank you for that. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all those, oh God, who need
you.
We all need you, Father. We pray, God, today that you will
be
with us, oh God, even until the ends of the earth, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
We yield,
we
walk in the Holy Ghost.
This morning, God, each and every
day,
we have a victory, oh God. So come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
thank you, Father. Bless the Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. So we're grateful for all these prayers. Thank God for the word. My goodness.
Yes,
we just get the word early in the morning. I am grateful for our evangelist Wonderland and Apostle Corsley as he did sing so many different wonderful songs of God. And some of them I didn't know, but they were a blessing and they had great meaning. So we're just grateful for that. Every person who facilitates this
meeting,
we thank God for each one. And we just pray that each of us will continue to keep our eyes on the Lord, keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. There's nothing better than knowing God and being a part of his kingdom, being a part of this priesthood, a holy function, called out by God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So this morning as we're leaving, we seal all these prayers with the blood of Jesus. We decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it. And it shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the sender, and we decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord's word will continue to restore us strong in him and in the power of his might. I decree today that because Jesus overcame the world, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto the death. I decree today that we have been sanctified, we're set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. Our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to somebody. We're believing for hundreds of thousands of dollars for somebody who's believing for that. Somebody is believing for thousands of dollars. Some are believing for hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree that those who have need of jobs will receive those jobs. They have favor with God and with man as they go to apply in Jesus' name. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we will continue to resist that devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. Amen. So let us continue to remember that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We will love people into the kingdom as we continue to walk in the newness of Christ. Amen. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing so they too can join us in this wonderful time of fellowship. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Cheryl Leigh Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Leigh Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.